Hello.
Good morning, Bobby. How are you? This is Valerie from Family First.
Well, I'm not too well. I would like to know what's going on with you people.
I know, that's why I'm calling you. I was trying to reach out to caregiver Cherry, but the last time that I spoke to her was on Wednesday. She told me that she will go to work with you, but she didn't.
Right.
So me and your service coordinator from the insurance will still working, okay, in order to you can receive services from the caregiver.
Who would that be?
Hopefully that can be soon. I cannot assure a day, so that's why I'm calling, just to let you know that we're still working on it, okay?
Yeah.
Can be Sherry or can be another person. We just need to make sure that Sherry, that on the last that she told me that she was sick, very bad, but if she feel better, she can go to work. If
No,
not,
I don't want her. I just don't know. Not at all.
you don't want Sherry?
No, not at all. No at all. No.
Okay.
No. She can go with someone else, not with me.
Oh.
If she was sick, everybody gets sick. I understand that. But no. I've been waiting too long with her TB test, and she ran everybody around with that, and could she afford it, or what the problem was with that? A TB test don't take that long. Everybody's running me around. Chantel, on the other hand, hasn't gotten back to me because I'm sure she's not happy with nothing. And that's okay.
Okay, understood. So you don't want Sherry. Okay, I will advise right now
Yeah.
to HR department and to the service coordinator so we can look for
Yeah.
another person as soon as possible, okay? And we'll let you know the name, that the day that she will go, and all the details that you needed, okay? This is my
Because
phone
I mean,
number.
I don't want to put her down because she was sick. It's like, is this going to happen again? The whole time, she spoke with me, told me about her beat up car. But I don't need a car to take me to a laundromat far. The one down the street just opened up again. I'm not capable of walking it and carrying a lot of things. This woman said she was capable of doing that in not far but local places. Now, Chantel tells me transportation is a total different story. Not from the beginning. No, I told Chantel from the beginning I need a homemade with transportation. So why Chantel's saying something different, I don't understand. She's all on the books. She wants to make her assessments stick out. Oh, but that's not what this said. I need somebody to work with me as a human being. I thought she was that kind of coordinator, but apparently she's all about the books, paperwork, paperwork, whatever. I need someone, not because we said Tuesday or Thursday, which didn't work out. I was willing to go Monday, or what was it, Saturday, Sunday, Tuesday, Thursday. That's fine with me. But if this female, Sherry, is the woman, this is sick. I mean, I don't know what kind of sickness it was to not allow her to work for so many days. That seems kind of serious, and that's none of my business. But, I don't need it down the line. She's young yet. She's in her 50s.
Understood.
No, I don't
Okay.
understand your company. It's what I don't understand.
I know you don't want Sherry just not because she's sick, it's just because
She
she
didn't.
didn't
She
work.
wasn't honest.
Yeah,
She
she
wasn't not
was.
honest. Why did it take her so long for the TB test? If she didn't have the money to pay for it or something, nobody. It doesn't take that long for a TB test if she wants to work. I really don't think she wants to work. I think she needs the money, but I don't think she wants to work. And I don't need anybody like that. I need someone to be my strength right now, because I don't have my strength. And, I've worked a lot in my life. And I think at this age, I should have someone that wants to be that way. I know people don't want to work anymore, but she's not that young either to be like the younger people to know what hard work is. I don't want her to work hard, and I'm willing, whatever I'm able to do, help with it. She helps. She's helping me. I don't want to go right out there and do it all. I want to be able to, I just need help. I just need another pair of hands, you know, and some strength that I don't have right now. That's all. I don't want to, I'm not that kind of person to make somebody work, you know. I'm not that way. I know what that's like, and I don't like it, and I won't do that to anybody. So that's what I'm looking for, but finally I can't find it. I've been waiting for months. If you aren't, just tell me. Abel, I don't know. That's all I have to say, Valerie.
No problem. I'm here to help you, okay? I'm just still following up. I will reach out to the social service coordinator, and she also tried to reach out to you, okay? So maybe.
Well, my phone wasn't working. I had to go get my phone fixed also in the meantime. I don't have electric in the meantime. You know, it's about the worst of the worst happening in my life.
Okay, so. I will let him know, okay?
Thank you.
Thank you.
You have a great weekend.
You too. Bye now.
Bye-bye.